Welcome to Soothing Pod's Sleep Stories. My name is Arif, and tonight I will be your guide as we embark on a sleepy train journey. Unlike any other on Earth, we will wind along tracks that lace through beautiful countryside and pass through enchanted tunnels that will allow us to emerge into brand new worlds. Worlds of magic, of fantasy, and of tranquility. Before we begin, however, let us take a moment to relax and find comfort in the place that we are in, here and now. Close your eyes and allow your body to sink into the mattress beneath you. Here and now, there are no obligations. There is no to-do list. By simply closing your eyes, listening to the sound of my voice, and joining me on this joyous and relaxing journey, you are already giving your body the rest it deserves. Take a deep breath and feel as your body sinks deeper and deeper into the mattress beneath you. Notice how the plush, soft mattress cradles your body and invites you to let go of any tension or pressure that you've been carrying throughout the day. Notice the weight of your head resting on the pillow, and how nice it truly feels to just lie down with the soft blankets embracing you. With your eyes still closed, and your nourishing breath growing deeper and more relaxed with each passing moment, let us try and picture a train together. It is not a train made of metal and steel, not even closely resembling the trains that you see lacing through cities or the countryside with swaths of graffiti splashed across them. No, this train is something entirely different. It exudes warmth. The sides of it appear to be made of wood, a dark, lush mahogany that looks as though it was polished only yesterday. It glistens in the light of the golden sun, radiating with a brilliant sheen that lights up the passing plants and buildings around it. And though you can see the wood on the outside, you can see the inside of the train just as well, because the sides and ceilings that wrap around the outside of the train are vast and mostly unobstructed. Through the large windows, you can see the stunning interior in all of its glory. The roomy compartments have a regal feel to them, with carefully crafted burgundy upholstery that reminds you of Christmas stories from long, long ago. Each seat has a plush pillow embroidered with ornate, sumptuous patterns of nature. Flowers and trees and reeds that appear to be shifting in the breeze. There is a small tray table in the center of each compartment, and on each there is a kettle of steaming tea. Even from the bird's eye view you are getting of the train, you swear you can smell it. You imagine it to be a black tea, earthy and rich and inviting. You're so mesmerized by the train that for a long moment, you don't even take stock of what's around it and what beautiful landscape it is making its way through. The train glides along the train tracks so smoothly, it looks like it isn't even touching the ground. It flies over the grass, sending ripples across it, like a breeze across a calm pond. And it isn't only grass surrounding the train. There are wildflowers that stretch as far as the eye can see. It is like the train is a boat, sailing through a sea of flowers. Flowers that are every color you can possibly imagine. They are scarlet, orange, purple, and blue, and indigo. A true rainbow splashed across the evergreen grass with nature's careful touch. The train tracks are not entirely straight, but that only adds to the beauty. You watch in awe from your bird's eye view as the train continues to chug along the tracks. The train tracks do something rather peculiar up ahead. They go straight for quite some time, and then take a beautiful, curved arc deeper into the wildflowers. As the train goes straight, you take a long, deep breath in and as the train begins to curve, you exhale, feeling as your breath mirrors the graceful and relaxing curve of the tracks. The train then continues straight along the tracks, and you breathe in, feeling that nourishing breath deeply filling your lungs. The train curves, and you exhale, feeling that slow release as the breath leaves your body more and more relaxed. The train goes straight along the tracks, and you breathe in. The train curves, and you exhale, feeling more relaxed than ever. Know that at any point in tonight's journey, you can return to your sky-high view of this peaceful train chugging along. You can breathe in and breathe out with its slow, controlled motions, and find inner peace as you do so. Now that we have taken the time to unwind and find comfort in the place that we are in, here and now, let us begin our journey. You find yourself standing at the train station on the kind of July day that doesn't seem like July. Dark gray clouds hang low over the sky, so heavy and imposing that they almost seem close enough to touch. though it isn't the weather most people dream of, it gives the entire landscape before you a dreamy, sleepy atmosphere. The meadows that sprawl all the way to the horizon seem brighter somehow, their green grass popping with vibrancy against the dark backdrop of this stormy summer day. A thin mist hangs over the countryside, painting the views of the horizon with a gossamer that gives everything a dreamlike feel. You stand beneath an overhang as rain pours down from the edges of the roof above you. The sound of the steady drizzle dances against your ears, causing a wave of peace to wash over you. The rain seems to always encourage everyone to move slowly, to take the time to really look at the world around them and breathe in the aroma of the fresh, cool air. You take a deep breath as you stand beneath the overhang that shields you from the cool rain. You feel the fresh, invigorating breath fill your lungs and nourish your body and soul. On the breeze, you can smell the earthy, brilliant aroma of the rain. You can smell the fragrance of the rain-slicked flowers in the far distance, of the lupine and daisies, and lavender and tulips, mixed with the calming scent of the damp soil and the cobblestone streets. It brings you a sense of peace that only a rainy day can. The station is empty aside from you. You assume that the rain has kept people at bay and urged them to spend a cozy day inside. But you intend on spending your rainy day somewhere even cozier, somewhere even more relaxing. You hear it before you see it. There's an echo, a rumbling, ringing off the distant mountaintops from down the train tracks. Ever so slowly, the train chugs into view. A stack of smoke rises from the train as it moves toward your station, looking like something that's been plucked out of a fairy tale. Against the rainy, misty backdrop, the mahogany sides of the train somehow look even more warm and inviting. The train rumbles to a stop before you. The dim flickering candlelights inside the train make all the compartments glow in otherworldly gold that radiates out into the fog surrounding it. For a moment, all you can do is stare up at the compartments, stunned and amazed by how utterly beautiful they are. Then, you hear an old wooden door slide open. A dapper man looks down at you, dressed in a slick, old-timey suit. A golden pocket watch hangs out of the front pocket of his dark navy suit. He pulls it out to take a look at it. adjusting his round wire-rimmed glasses to make sure he is getting the right time. He squints a bit and wiggles his trimmed gray mustache as he does some math in his head, surely calculating the journey ahead. Then he smiles down at you, a warm, encouraging smile that puts you completely at ease. He gestures with grandeur to the train. Good afternoon, my dear passenger. Are you boarding the Fantasy Express today? He asks, his voice warm and smooth as honey in the chilly air. You reach into your pockets, unsure if you have a ticket for the ride ahead of you. But, to your surprise, you pull one out. It looks like something that was plucked out of the 1800s. A thick pulp paper ticket with calligraphy scrawled on it in thin, dark swoops. The man grins and takes the ticket from your hands with a polite bow. I see you will be joining us today. This mark here will show you our next destination. Keep it on your person at all times, please. The man takes a single hole punch and snips at the top corner of the ticket. But it is no ordinary cut he has made. The circle is glowing, like it's surging with electricity. A glow rings around the circle, kicking up tiny sparks that glow like the embers of a fire. You press a finger to it, wondering for a moment if you're dreaming, and are surprised to find that it isn't warm to the touch at all. The man gives you a reassuring smile and motions you up to the train. Welcome aboard the Fantasy Express. You step aboard, and as soon as you do, you can clearly see that the ticket is far from the only magical thing you will see today. Plush, cozy tables lie in the train compartment you have entered. A few scattered people sitting around, chatting about the journey ahead in low, intimate whispers and smiling at one another. Totally relaxed. A little girl gazes out the window in wonder, peeping up to ask her mother when she is going to see the magical creatures. And all around the people sitting in the booths, there is real magic happening. Tea kettles lift up into the air, pouring themselves into cups where spoons stir without anyone touching them. Sugar cubes dance across the table in winding little lines, leaping up into the cups of tea in graceful swoops. Trays full of fresh pastries scuttle down the aisle, pausing to give passengers a chance to grab themselves something to eat. A croissant, a donut, a crispy and sugary apple fritter. All of which are so fresh that warm steam is rolling off of them. The sweet aroma of that environment is enough to make you stop and stare for hours. But there's something that stops you from doing that. The ticket in your hand begins to move forward, gently guiding you toward your seat. You follow its tug as it leads you through the compartment into a row of private compartments. You turn toward one at your right, sliding aside a stained glass door that is adorned with stunning pictures. There are castles, unicorns, ocean waves, mermaids, a true world of fantasy and wonder. Inside, it is more cozy and inviting than you could ever imagine. The seats look like they've been handcrafted by a gifted artisan from the 1800s. They are made of a plush burgundy fabric that makes the rainy view outside the window even more beautiful. Rain cascades down over the large, thin window panes, trailing down in winding drops that draw your eye outside. You take a seat in the booth and sink into it. You sigh with relief, surprised by just how comfortable it is. In front of you, a steaming kettle begins to shake, slowly waking itself up and reporting for duty. You watch in awe as it lifts up into the air by magic and tilts itself, pouring warm tea into a mug on the counter in front of you. It levels off the tea and plops back down on the table, returning to its place to await you needing a refill. From the far edge of the table, two sugar cubes shake themselves awake. They waddle across the table like two little ducklings before they climb the spoon leading up to your tea and hop in, disappearing into it. You take a long sip, breathing in the steam as you do so. It's a black tea, an Earl Grey. The warmth of the steam and the bergamot aromas of the tea itself relaxes you, urging you to sink deeper into your seat. Right after you take your first sip, the train begins to move. You smile as the train glides with ease along the tracks, starting slow and steady, until it eventually finds itself in a rhythm. The drone of the wheels and the engine and all the bits and pieces of the train is soothing background noise to your journey, ever present, reminding you that this is a good, safe place to just let go and relax. You gaze out the window at the rainy scene while you nurse your tea. But then, you notice something rather peculiar. Before you, the ticket that you received is beginning to glow brighter than before. It quivers slightly on the table as the hole that was punched in it expands into what looks like a castle. You pick up the ticket and inspect it, running your fingers over the new symbol that magic has carved there. Then, you notice that the train is nearing a tunnel just ahead. You glide into the darkness of the tunnel, leaving you with the soothing, steady sounds of the engine and wheels as they chug along. As soon as you find yourself in the darkness, you find yourself out of it. But you are no longer in a meadow in the countryside, and it is no longer raining. What lies before you is so otherworldly that you find yourself rubbing your eyes and blinking to see if it really is what it appears to be. There are rolling hills around you, emerald hills that are dotted with rock outcroppings. It looks like you've been dropped into a fantasy book taking place in Ireland or the moors of England. All around you, there are stone castles that seem to tower up into the sky. Stone castles with vibrant flags that flutter in the wind against the bright blue sky. You glide through a fantasy town, a town that is full of knights in shining armor atop noble white steeds. A woman in her armor looks down at you and smiles, tossing an intricate amber braid over her shoulder. It seems they are used to this train making its way through their world. Some women in regal, elegant dresses race through the town, giggling and laughing with one another, with books tucked under their arms. Their tulle and silk dresses seem to glisten in the sun, swishing with every step that they take. The manor cottages around you have thatched roofs and strips of dark wood laid across the beige exterior. Plants climb the edges of the buildings, otherworldly plants that you have never seen before. Some are a rainbow of colors. Some change color as you pass them, and others glow, emitting flashes and sparkles that people pass by nonchalantly. The train swoops out of the village, leaving all the happy villagers behind. You find yourself gliding through the meadows and moors outside of the village. Some people lounge on hand-spun wool blankets, indulging in picnics and playing music for one another as they dine on bread and cheese. Their life seems so simple here, so peaceful and happy and beautiful. To your right, a river flows alongside you. The colors of the river are breathtakingly gorgeous. It is so clear that you can see every rock, every fleck and speck on them, that's shimmering in the sun, filtering in through the clean water. In other spots, the water is a milky blue, like a potion that's been poured into the gentle current. You think this world couldn't be more magical until you look up and see a creature standing at a bend in the river up ahead. the unicorn lifts its head to look at you, throwing its lush silver mane behind it as it does so. Its horn is a brilliant spiral of silver, blue, and purple, all calm colors that make you feel relaxed and at ease. Even at the sight of a creature this magnificent. The train slows slightly as you bend around the river near the unicorn. The unicorn gazes at you through the window pane, its blue eyes shining as it dips its head to you slightly. It takes one more sip of the cool mountain water. Then, slowly and gracefully, it turns and bounds away from the river, towards the mountains in the distance. Every leap and bound it takes is more elegant and stunning than the next. Up ahead, you notice you are coming to yet another tunnel. You look down at the ticket, wondering what place you could be coming to next. It glows with that magical golden light, and then, slowly, grows yet again into a cutout of a flower. You turn your head slightly as you inspect the flower, wondering what that could possibly mean. The train glides into the tunnel. Once more, you're sitting in the darkness, listening to the soothing chug of the wheels, the engine, the gears. It's enough to almost lull you to sleep. And then, again, you emerge into a new world. A world that is vastly different from the one that you just left behind. It takes you a moment to realize exactly what's going on. Greenery towers all around you. Greenery that you don't particularly recognize. They almost look like trees, but the trunks are a beautiful green, and the canopy above doesn't appear to be made of leaves. Sunlight filters down through the greenery overhead, splashing across the train and your compartment in beautiful shimmering pieces. Finally, it all clicks into place. The things around you are not trees. They are flowers and plants, towering over you like trees. You look up in awe, marveling at the sight of normal, everyday garden flowers from this angle. A daisy overhead shields you from the sun, its white petals like an umbrella on this fine summer day. The moss of the forest floor looks otherworldly as well. It spreads to the base of the massive trees in the distance like a plush, soft carpet. The spirals of emerald and sage seem to be inviting you to lie down and relax, to watch the day go by. You continue winding through this world, marveling at everything from this new angle. And once more, the train begins to slow. Ahead of you, there appears to be a small village tucked beneath this canopy of flowers and plants, a village made of nature itself. There are cozy cottages crafted from acorns stacked and sewn together. To your left, there is a rustic-looking home that has siding made of the ridges from a pine cone. Curtains billow in the windows, curtains made of fallen flower petals that look incredibly soft to the touch. There's a well in the center of the village, made of tiny pebbles with an acorn cap as the bucket in the center. It's the coziest, dreamiest village you have ever seen. You feel completely at peace as you look at it, and you feel even more at peace when the residents meander out of their homes to go about their daily chores. They look just like ordinary humans, if humans got everything they needed straight from nature. They wear clothes woven from leaves and flowers, dresses made of daisy petals, dress shirts made of sage and mint. You pop open your window to breathe in the world just outside the glass. The aroma of this tiny village causes a wave of peace to wash over you with every breath that you take. The air smells of the freshest forest you have ever set foot in. You can smell the earthy soil, the loam, the gentle perfume of the flowers, but mostly you can smell the herbs. The fragrance of the mint, rosemary, and sage gives a spice to the air, an invigorating spice that soothes your entire body and mind. You sink deeper into the seat as you breathe more and more deeply. Up ahead, once again, you notice a tunnel. You smile, ready to see what else this ride has crafted for you. You reach forward and take the thick ticket into your hands, tracing your fingers longingly over the letters before you. Slowly, the hole that's been punched out yet again begins to glow. It transforms from a flower into a ship. You run your finger over the ship, unsure of exactly what it means. You glide into the dark tunnel, and when you emerge out the other side, you find yourself in a world of blue. You are sailing over the ocean in the train. It appears that the tracks are mere inches from the surface, causing a spray of water to kick up around you as the train chugs along. It feels like you are flying over the water, like you're walking on it. There is no land to be seen around you, which makes this unique experience feel even more magical. It's a cloudy day here, the kind of cloudy day that is welcome on the sea. The sun flickers in and out of the white, cottony clouds, providing pockets of warmth and shade. The ocean around you is surprisingly still, glistening with whatever sunlight makes its way down to the waves. The ocean around you is a mosaic of blues, cerulean, cyan, turquoise, cobalt, and azure. Such a brilliant mix of blues that you would think Mother Nature was a painter. Your gaze drifts up, and what you see before you is something you never thought you would see in your lifetime. A pirate ship sails just before you, cutting through the waves with ease. Its white sails billow in the salty sea breeze. You pop open your window even wider, just to see what it's like beyond the glass. The scent of the sea makes you think of warm summer days on the coast. It's salty, invigorating, relaxing. You can smell hints of the shore on the breeze, pine trees dotting the rocky coastline, sleepy coastal town bakers making chowder, and fresh rolls peppered with sea salt, sand-lined beaches glistening in the sun. You close your eyes for a moment, just to breathe it in more deeply. When you open your eyes, you see the pirate ship before you, turning toward the distant horizon. The crew rise from the cabin to give the train a wave. Some pirates hang onto the rope ladder leading up to the lookout spot. Others pop out of portholes, and some lean down from the deck, happy to see you. Up ahead, you notice yet another tunnel coming up. When you look down at your ticket, you aren't entirely surprised to see the hole glowing and transforming into a picture of a train. When you emerge out of the tunnel, the windows around you are slicked with the peaceful, slow rain. Ahead of you, the train station that you left from awaits. You smile as you gather your things, nourished and soothed by the sights you saw on the Fantasy Express. You put the ticket in your pocket, knowing that you can visit this train anytime you wish. I hope you have enjoyed this sleep story, and it has brought you a night of peaceful, relaxing sleep. Please, join me again tomorrow night for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams. Thank you.